The compact was drawn up by governors from the eight Great Lakes states in 2005 as a way to protect the lakes from being diverted by states outside their basin. It needs to be ratified by legislatures in all the states. So far, four of them have made it law. Monona Democratic Senator Mark Miller says the plan aims to protect a shared resource.
The Great Lakes do not belong to Wisconsin. They do not belong to Indiana. They do not belong to New York. They are a shared resource, a resource in which it was felt that if there was going to be a use of that resource, it required consensus.
The Senate vote was a long time coming, although some Republicans complained about the flurry of changes that were made to the plan at the last minute. Others, like New Berlin GOP Senator Mary Lozick, object to the compact in principle. She says it's written too broadly, leaving it open to interpretation by federal courts and by other Great Lakes governors.
I do not want to empower them with the authority to change the rules after we pass this compact and give them all that authority. That is not okay, that is not right, and it never will be right. And if they're not going to come back to the table, I certainly hope it convinces the rest of you that you do not want to empower them with that much authority.
The plan passed the Senate on a 26-6 vote, although Assembly Republicans have said they want changes made before they go along. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.